Hi, everyone. I'm Tara Walker. I'm a senior technical evangelist out of Atlanta. I am here today to talk to someone great who's another developer just like you guys, Roger Peters. Roger Peters is currently a proprietor of not just one, but two development organizations. He owns All Mobile Everything and also SmartEP Coding. Roger is also one of our Xamarin experts here in the Greater Southeast, and we're proud to have him on the show. Hi, Roger. How's it going? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tara. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on. So, Roger, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became the developer you are today.
Sure. Actually, I guess when I first got started in development, it was QBasic, which was MS-DOS days. So QBasic used to come, I guess, preloaded with MS-DOS 5 and after, and had like Nibbles and Gorillas, and I was really lucky that I was at my high school actually able to take 4 years of computer science in the 90s, which was kind of unheard of at the time. I actually mentored under a lady who served as a computer during World War II, actually, and so I got started early on, started coding at like 13, 14, 15, and then whenever I got out of college, I was a Visual C++ developer, but then C# rolled out around 2003, and I got on board with C#, and I've pretty well stuck to C# ever since about 2003, and I'm a big fan, so.
Wow, that's excellent. You've really done a lot. Let's talk about your game, Word Search Little Books, now. I've played it, and it's great. I actually will tell you, I'm kind of hooked on it. So tell us, how did you come up with the idea for this game?
Sure. Actually, it was for a contest. There was a contest being done by Samsung for another platform that required using a stylus, and I tried to come up with some sort of game mechanic that would make sense with a stylus, and the most practical that came to mind was doing a word search to use a stylus. Unfortunately, it didn't win that contest, and it was, I obviously worked really hard to try and win that contest. So when that didn't happen, I decided I would see what it would take to port it to other platforms. And so it originally was written in Android as part of a Samsung contest, but from there, I used it to help learn Xamarin, so I ported it to iOS and for iPad and iPhone, and then after that, Windows 8 was rolling out, and I wanted to get a title out on that early, and so I ported it from the iPad version to a Windows 8 version, which was pretty crazy at the time. You know, my Android version was written in native Java, but so the only platforms that had code share were iOS and Windows 8, which was pretty crazy.
That's an interesting journey for getting this idea for this game. So, when you were developing this game, did you have a specific user target or user base in mind that you wanted to really embrace this game?
No, not really, because, you know, the whole game when I selected it was really mostly for that contest. I did want to go, like, really wide as far as trying to get where maybe it could be discovered more easily. So like a focus was kind of like a lot of people look for word searches, like a lot of people look for solitaire or things like that. And so I did want to at least have a game that had a chance of going kind of high volume off, you know, just marketplace search, that kind of thing. And word searches were all, you know, none of them were really great whenever I wrote mine, and none of them were available on all platforms either. So I figured, you know, if I could make a really good word search that was on all platforms, then basically I could try and, like, you know, be the best on a per-platform level, but also have that consistency across platforms so that, you know, if it takes off on one platform, that people on another platform can hear about it and play it as well. So I kind of get the cross-promotion play between the two, or between multiple platforms.
Well, that sounds like a great mobile strategy. You mentioned Xamarin, but I would love for us to get more detail from you about what languages and what tools you use in developing this game.
Sure. So originally, Word Search had been written in Android, so it was in Java and XML, and I wanted to put it on iOS, and I'd looked at Objective-C several times over the last several years, and just came to realize, like, I was never going to invest the time in it because I didn't enjoy it. And so It wasn't a matter of can I do it, it was a matter of whether I wanted to do it. And once I got in and started looking at Xamarin and playing around with their tool set, it was kind of a no-brainer. I was able largely to port all the Java code straight over to C#. You know, there were some conversions here and there I had to do, but, you know, .NET and C# are pretty similar. The biggest change I had to make was in trying to learn how iOS works as far as, you know, doing layouts for iOS. But once I got past that hurdle, I really haven't looked back on it since.
Given this, once you ported your Android app over to Windows 8, is it safe to assume that your C# code base is shared amongst your Windows 8, Windows Phone, and the iOS version of this app?
Right. Yeah, so the iOS version and the Windows 8 version probably share somewhere around like 60% of the code base, something like that. It's really, you know, it's just the UI that's different between the two. Everything about like storing progress and reading puzzle definitions and all that kind of fun stuff is all, you know, shared in the C#. So, you know, once it gets back to just one layer behind the UI layer, then it's all shared across, you know, Windows Phone and Windows 8. Actually, I put it on Windows 8 because I wanted to be a launch title for Windows 8 and try and get out early. But I had never put it on Windows Phone just because I hadn't had time. I had several people ask me to, and finally I was like, well, I think I could probably get it done in like 2 days. And so I just took 2 days and just, you know, knocked it out, going from Windows 8 to Windows Phone 8, and, you know, 2 days, it was done from start to finish.
Wow, that's a phenomenal turnover rate in a time frame for porting to another platform. That's huge. So for Wordsearch Little Books, did you use any type of back-end systems to help get this game off the ground?
Sure, no, not for this game. I have been doing a good bit of work with Parse as well as Azure Mobile Services over the last few months. And then there's other platforms like Kii, K-I-I, that, you know, are kind of focused on backends for games, but I haven't really done any work with that with Wordsearch Little Books, and I'm not planning on doing it on my next game, just because there's kind of a threshold you cross when it comes to, like, user authentication. And so, like, I've done a lot of work of just storing data in the cloud against a device ID, that kind of stuff, but, you know, it's really once you get into user auth, like, somebody that's willing to auth with Facebook so that you can tap into, you know, the social sharing and all that, that it all makes sense. And I just haven't gotten to a game that I feel is compelling enough to where I can, like, really sell people on that user auth piece. I'd be afraid most people would just opt out. I know I do whenever people ask me to, you know, Facebook auth a game. So,
Roger, what was your biggest challenge in building a game? It seems like once you ported it over to Windows 8 and the C# version of the code, it got really easier to build and deploy on other platforms.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the biggest challenges now are that, you know, I do still have an Android version that is in Java. And so, you know, there's something to be said for me maybe rewriting that. Like, I could actually use all the same Android XML markup. I would just have to rewrite the Java into C# and use Xamarin Android. I just having it made a priority. So that's somewhat of a pain in that, you know, if I make a change, I usually have to make it to the Xamarin build that's both iOS and Windows Phone and Windows 8, as well as the Android build that's not. But outside of that, it's really been creating content. You know, keeping a game sticky to where people are going to play it for months and months on end so that you can stack up user volume requires having enough unique content to keep people coming back and playing it, right? And so it's a little tedious to create word search books, so that's been kind of a pain. But another part is the image assets. You know, being on every platform out there means that I'm making the same image in 6 or 8 different formats, which isn't exactly the most exciting thing. It's really bad on Android more than any of the others. So knowing what I know now, I would probably have come up with a little bit of a better strategy on how to handle all the different screen or all the different image resolutions I'd have to support for Android and for other platforms.
That's a very good point. Let's talk about success factors. You're currently published on all of the platforms, which is significant. Therefore, would you share your monetization strategy, if you have one, with us?
Sure. Yeah, so I guess whenever you go independent or whenever you decide you're actually going to try and, like, make money from games, then that's the only way you measure anything. Yeah, everything I measure is how much money does it earn passively over a month is tends to be how I, you know, measure success. You get a lot of people, once you have a couple successful games, especially right now with how hot mobile games are, you get a lot of people that are constantly trying to sell you on why their ad platform's better, and all of them measure things in different ways, you know, eCPMs, and Amazon has their own, you know, metric that they use. And at the end of the day, I've always found that all that matters is how much money it earns, and then how many users do you acquire, because obviously the more users you have as a captive audience, the more people not only can you advertise to earn money on, but also the more people you can cross-promote future apps for, right? And so one of the reasons I wanted to make sure to get on Windows 8, Windows Phone, wasn't just to capitalize on word search, but to try and go ahead and start building that audience on those platforms that are playing my game, so that as my future games roll out, that I'll have, you know, them to cross-promote against. So, you know, I definitely have a monetization strategy, and it's high-volume advertising.
Great information. Thanks for sharing that with us. So, Roger, what's next for you? Do you have any plans to embrace other Microsoft platforms or technologies in your future projects?
Sure. So everything I've done has always been in C#, you know, and so Xamarin's been like a no-brainer for me. And I heard about Xamarin like 5 and 6 years ago whenever Miguel DaCosta was speaking at a Mix conference about it. And at the time, it was called Monotouch. And he was also, at the time, talking about some game engine that was being made called Unity that was built on top of Mono. And some of my biggest regrets looking back right now are that I didn't drop everything I was doing at the time and start learning Unity and also start learning Monotouch. And so I'm definitely investing heavily in learning Unity, which, as you know, is C#-based scripting and powers all kinds of top-tier games like Temple Run, and, you know, about half of the top-tier games on all the platforms right now are built on, you know, something like Unity. And so I'm very heavily invested in learning that so that I'll truly be able to do cross-platform across all platforms for my games with no UI rewrites even per platform, unlike what I've done so far today.
Unity is a phenomenal platform for game development. You know, we're partnering heavily with Unity for game dev for the Microsoft platform as well.
Right. And what's cool is, like, you know, I'm developing it right now, and I can publish it to the web, so I can get a lot of people to test it without having to worry about what kind of device they're on or how to deploy it to their device. But then also, I'm considering publishing it on BlackBerry, not because, like, I really have any interest to, but, like, why not? You know, if it's just clicking a checkbox and saying deploy, like, why not try and get on these other platforms? And Unity, you know, opens the door to a lot of different platforms, and, you know, as Xbox One and what they're doing continues to evolve, I'm sure there'll be more opportunities there as well.
You know, that's a good point about the lack of UI sharing and reuse. Good thing we now have shared projects with the release of Universal Apps, and now with the release of Xamarin 3.0, we have Xamarin Forms. Did you develop using any specific UI methodology for Word Search Little Books?
Sure. So what's cool about Word Search Little Books is, and, you know, whenever I give talks to people about getting into casual gaming, I try and point out that, like, you don't have to learn a gaming engine to write games. And so, you know, Word Search Little Books is all built in XAML in, you know, Windows Phone and Windows 8. And so everywhere you see a button, it's just a stylized button, you know, and everywhere you see, like, a scrollable panel, it's a regular scroll view like people use today in their line of business apps. And so, you know, it's the Word Search Little Books is built natively in XAML on Windows Phone and Windows 8, or with the Xcode interface builder files for iOS and Android XML for Android. And on each of them, I'm using all native controls and just stylizing them, which means that each UI is written independently, but it also means that I was able to leverage the knowledge I have about creating apps to create my games. Going forward, moving into something like Unity, where you're truly, everything is drawn custom, you're never using native controls anywhere, then the only thing you have to get really good at is understanding how to have your game scale across screen resolutions and, you know, obviously performance and kind of interaction styles, right? Like, if I were to try and port my Unity game onto Xbox or something like that, then I'd have to worry about controllers versus touch input and things like that. But, you know, Unity is great for cross-platform shared UI across everything if you don't care that you're drawing everything, you know, from scratch. You're not using any native controls anywhere, obviously.
Roger, it's been great having you on the show. Final question. What's the one thing you're particularly proud of from this experience?
That's a great question. I've only just recently started to realize, like, how well the game has done, because I just did my taxes for last year. And so I think the thing I'm most proud of is that whenever I released the game, I didn't have any money at all for doing any advertising runs. You know, a lot of people, once they get successful in the mobile game space, as they launch a game, they may launch it with, you know, a $5,000 or $10,000 advertising spend so that they can get the name of the game out there. Word Search Little Books, I had $0 to invest in advertising, and so everything it was able to do was all done off of just word of mouth and social advertising and the website I built for it. And so I was able to get 15,000 Facebook likes in my first year for the game without anything but just effort. And I think that goes to show that, you know, if you're willing to put forth the effort and make a quality product and, you know, figure out ways to hustle and get the name of the app out there, be that business cards, be that pestering your friends, getting reviews, whatever it may be, you know, it is possible to gain traction in the marketplace, and it is possible to earn a pretty decent revenue doing it. You'll probably need multiple games to do it, which is kind of my next goal. But it's definitely possible to not have anything other than your time and effort and be able to make a splash in the marketplace.
Roger, it's been a pleasure having you chat with us. Tell folks how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. I run my own little one-man app shop here in Atlanta. It's called All Mobile Everything, and really I'm just a consultant there. I do consulting with people on, like, app strategies, picking out, like, what technology platforms to use, how to promote their apps, you know, that sort of fun stuff. So any kind of strategy work relative to mobile, you can check out All Mobile Everything. That's my little personal consultancy. You can find me on Twitter at SmartyP. And then my personal website is smartypantscoding.com, and that's where you can find all the different apps that I have available on various marketplaces.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. This has been Tara Walker. Chat at you next time.